Your friendly Walgreen registered pharmacists have asked us to wish you and your loved ones the best Christmas ever. They're honored that you've given them your confidence and loyalty during the past year, and they've pledged to continue serving you with the utmost courtesy and dependability in the months ahead. When you bring your prescriptions to Walgreens, you can always be sure of prompt, friendly attention and expert service, certain of getting fresh, fine, quality drugs from the nation's finest pharmaceutical houses, all in keeping with Walgreens' nationwide reputation as the prescription people. You can also rely on Walgreens' low discount wonder prices for definite savings on each prescription, including insurance and union plan prescriptions. Walgreens in Evanston is closed today, but many other Chicagoland Walgreens will be open. Again, from all the friendly folks at Walgreens to all of you, best wishes for a very Merry Christmas. It's 10 o'clock.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
The management and staff of WLTD Evanston wishes each of you a very happy holiday.
Merry, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
It's 10 o'clock and time now for a special program from Chuck Shaden. Mr. Black is home today enjoying the holiday with his family.
Good morning and Merry Christmas. This is Chuck Shaden wishing you a happy holiday. And for the next couple of hours, we'll be right here on good old WLTD with a holiday package filled with good old Christmas-type sounds. Sounds which we hope will provide a warm-hearted, light-hearted backdrop for your Christmas morning, 1971. Great day. Christmas morning, 1971. We'll be here for a couple of hours, and we hope we can provide some fun, some music, and some good sounds from Christmases of not so long ago, and from today, too, on your Happy Holiday 1971. Let's get our holiday special underway with a rousing Happy Holiday sound from Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians as they offer an international montage of Jingle Bells.
Dashing through the snow with one horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight! Jingle bells, jingle bells.
sleigh, in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle, 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 j
Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians. No one else could do so much with such a simple little tune as Jingle Bells. A good way to start our happy holiday special this morning, Christmas morning of 1971. Hey, how's your house look this morning? Kind of a mess, huh? Kids got up early? Wow, bet they've been up for 4 or 5 hours already, huh? And they have been bombarding you with all the... How about the drum? Dad? How about the junior get the drum and start playing it in your ear real early this morning? I bet he did. I bet the place is... It's warm, though, isn't it? It's home. It's a great feeling, Christmas morning around the Christmas tree. And that Christmas tree never looked better, did it, than maybe last night, just before midnight, Christmas Eve. Or this morning when you got up. Kids had the lights plugged in already, I'm sure, by the time you got up. Looks nice, doesn't it? Christmas tree, a big part of Christmas.
Hey, Bob, Betty, Jim, come on over to the piano. Everybody gather round, take your seats and all sit down. First I start to sing this song, then you follow right along. Is this not a Christmas tree?
Yes, this is a Christmas tree.
Isn't all the candy free?
Oh, yes, all this candy's free. Candy free.
Christmas tree.
Oh, what a happy Christmas party. What a merry Christmas tree.
You got the idea right away. Here's another question. Are not all these presents nice?
Yes, these presents are nice.
Each one gets a big surprise.
Each one gets a big surprise. Big surprise.
Presents nice.
Candy free.
Christmas tree.
Oh, what a happy Christmas party. What a merry Christmas tree.
Now here's one for the boys and one for the gals. Does the train go choo-choo-choo?
Yes, the train goes choo-choo-choo.
Does the dog go boo-hoo-hoo?
Yes, the dog goes boo-hoo-hoo.
Choo-choo-choo.
Big surprise. Presents nice.
Candy free.
Christmas tree.
Oh, what a happy Christmas party. What a merry Christmas tree.
Nobody goofed yet. Ray, you're next. Does the duck go quack, quack, quack?
Yes, the duck goes quack, quack, quack.
Do the parrots polywanna yak, yak?
Yes, the parrots
polywanna yak, yak, polywanna yak, yak.
Wah, wah, wah.
Woo-hoo.
Choo-choo-choo.
Big surprise. Presents nice.
Candy free.
Christmas tree.
Oh, what a Christmas party, what a merry Christmas tree.
I guess you're all too sharp for me. I'll get you on this one. Do the clowns go ha ha ha?
Yes, the clowns go hee hee hee.
Does the music la la la?
Yes, the music la la la. La la la.
Hee hee hee.
Funny what are you there?
Wah wah wah.
Woohoo!
Choo choo choo.
Big surprise.
Presents nice.
Candy free.
Christmas tree.
Oh, what a happy Christmas party. What a merry Christmas tree.
You're doing great, but here's the toughest one. Look out. Do the pussycats meow?
Yes, the pussycats meow.
But does the Indian say how?
Yes, the Indian says
ho, ho.
Meow.
La, la, la.
Hee, hee, hee.
Funny, what do you do?
Wah, wah, wah.
Boo-hoo.
Choo, choo, choo.
Big surprise.
Presents nice.
Candy free.
Christmas tree.
Oh, what a happy Christmas party. What a merry Christmas tree. What a merry Christmas.
What a Merry Christmas. That was the voices of Christmas. Those were the voices of Christmas. That was the voices. They are called the voices of Christmas. And those were the days. No, those were the people who were singing that roundelay. Christmas tree. Thought you might enjoy that this morning. Christmas morning, 1971. Let's go back to 1954. Christmas of 1954. That was a time when the Christmas Seal Society had an official song. And Kitty Kellen made this recording back in 1954, and this is the official 1954 Christmas Seal sail song, The Spirit of Christmas.
The holly, the hearth fire, the tinsel, the tree, the home folks, the handshakes, the carol song all key. The kids hearing stories on grandfather's knee. That's the spirit of Christmas. The present. The wreath. It's better to give than receive. But why don't we just give each other the faith to be strong and believe? The sweet, happy laughter of children at play, the clear, far-off jingle of bells on a sleigh, the love of the man who was born on this day. That's the
Kitty Kellen with the official 1954 Christmas Seal Sale Song. I don't think there has been an official Christmas Seal Sale Song since 1954. But this is 1971, and my name is Chuck Shaden. We're spending Christmas morning with you right here on WLTD. And a reminder, we'll be here this afternoon, too, at 1 o'clock with our Christmas Day edition of Those Were the Days. We have a special rebroadcast of a two-hour-long variety show presented by the Armed Forces Radio Service to our men and women all around the world on Christmas Day of 1944. We'll talk more about that a little later on, but I hope you'll join us from 1 until 4 this afternoon for that rebroadcast and a few surprises, too, on this Christmas Day, 1971. What would happen if your birthday came on Christmas?
I got a drum. Just for being born, but I'm only getting half of what I oughta, 'cause my birthday comes on Christmas. I got a train, I got a gun, they gave me a space suit, that should be lots of fun, but I'm only getting half of what I oughta, 'cause my birthday comes on Christmas. But it's tough to be a kid like me, but I guess there is nothing I can do, 'cause all of the stuff beneath the Christmas tree has to count for my birthday too. I get so mad at Mom and Dad of all of the days that they picked to have me had, and they only give me half of what they oughta, 'cause my birthday. But I guess there's nothing I can do, 'cause all of the stuff beneath the Christmas tree has to come for my birthday too. Oh, I get so mad at Mom and Dad of all of the days that they picked to have me had, and they only give me half of what they oughta, 'cause my birthday comes on Christmas. Why does my birthday have to come on Christmas?
As if he were getting cheated, huh? A sad predicament for a youngster, though. Only half the fun of opening all the gifts. If your birthday is in June, for example, you get to open gifts in June, and then you get to open the Christmas gifts, too. All those packages, any unopened packages under your tree yet this morning? Yeah, there are a few there, because you're going visiting this afternoon, huh? You're going to Grandma's house, Grandpa's place. Remember Christmas back on the farm?
You know, Lord, it's been a while since I talked with you. I've been so goddamn busy with the crops and all, and, well, I guess I just forgot to take time out. But I ain't forgetting that good crop of corn you done give us this year. And that little heifer you brought us is growing like a weed. Yes, sir. Without that crop, Lord, I guess I'd have had to do without that new plow. And Ma wouldn't have that new Sunday dress she's so proud of now. Oh, I guess we wouldn't have a lot of things, Lord, if it weren't for you. And that new church in the valley, Lord, well, that's about the finest thing you could ever do. The town's mighty proud of it. We're all going to be there Christmas Day, too. Oh, you know, Billy's going to make it home from the Army for Christmas this year. And we all want to thank you for that, because we sure do miss him. It seems like just yesterday we was buying him Christmas toys. And he was running all over the house, making a lot of noise. You know, Ma and me, we laugh about that every now and then. It's going to be good to have him home again. Well, Lord, I suppose I've used up about all my time. And there must be a lot of others waiting in line. I reckon during this time of year, lots of people is waiting for you to share their Christmas cheer. So don't you worry none about us, Lord. Because me and my family is going to have a Merry Christmas in a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Walter Brennan. Who else, huh? Walter Brennan, A Farmer's Christmas Prayer. And I thought you might enjoy that, especially if you are going to head out to the farm this afternoon. I don't know how far you can get in one day, but maybe you're on your way now and you're listening to us on WLTD. Well, Merry Christmas, and glad to have the chance to ride along with you as you head over the river and through the woods to Grandmother's house. Maybe you're going to have a get-together, family get-together this afternoon at your place, or are you going to Uncle John's house or Aunt Frieda's house? Where are you going to go this afternoon? I bet it'll be a good time. As a matter of fact, Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year.
Time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you'll be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Of the glories of
Christmas is long ago.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and the hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Caroling out in the snow.
There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near.
It's the most wonderful time.
Did you recognize the voices on that? Roy Rogers and Dale Evans singing the most wonderful time of the year. It is truly the most wonderful time of the year. The holiday season is great, and it's great to be with you this morning as we provide a little background of holiday sounds for your Christmas morning. Here's a little comedy for you on Christmas morning. We opened one of the packages under our tree, and in it we found a recording from the NBC Monitor series from not so long ago. Here's Mike Nichols and Elaine May, and a little Christmas present for you.
Hello, Doctor.
Hello, Mr. Wiseman.
I'll just lie down.
All right.
I don't know. I don't have anything much on my mind today. I had the same dream again.
The tunnel dream?
No, the dream where I'm the television repairman. And...
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Doctor, I wanted to mention that I won't be in on Friday because of Christmas Eve. I'll be spending it, you know, with my wife and kid, and I have to devote that day.
Will you just miss your session?
I'm afraid I'm going to have to on Friday.
I wish you'd have let me know sooner. I could have filled your hour.
I'm sorry.
This is rather close notice.
Well, it's Monday. I'm sorry. I didn't realize. I thought I would
Christmas
be able to...
Monday is rather close notice.
I am sorry, Doctor.
You think you can't take that 1 hour for your session? I think they're rather important, don't you?
Well, they are. They're very important to me. Heaven knows. I just,
Perhaps at least as important as your wife and children, seeing that these sessions, I think, have helped you a great deal in relating to them.
Well, yes. I wouldn't argue with
Perhaps
that,
you
Doctor.
Don't feel that.
No, I do. I do. No, look, please. Don't take that attitude.
I'm taking no attitude. I'd like to examine this reluctance of yours to come in on Friday.
But it's not a question of reluctance.
Do you feel I'm taking the time from your
No, I
children?
Assure you, Doctor.
Why?
Absolutely not. I just promised the kids I would spend that day with them.
I'd like to know why you can't take 1 hour and come in for your session.
Doctor, look, please, Doctor, will you believe
No, I'm just interested in why, when we had a session planned on Friday, that you cannot take the time to come in and keep your appointment.
Doctor, please don't be upset.
I'm not upset. I really am not upset. I'm curious.
If it means
for your
so
sake,
much to you, I will come
in. It means, to me, it means only that you are my patient that will facilitate a cure, but what it means to you is the thing that interests me.
Doctor, I just wanted to spend it with the kids. I promised the kids.
And you feel that an hour away from the kids for your analyst will be too much time?
I'll be back on Monday. You know that.
I'm sure that you will. I would like to discuss the Friday hour, if we may. You care to try to associate to it?
Doctor, please, I feel terrible about this.
Why should you feel terrible? Please. Why should you feel terrible? You have made
well,
a decision. I would like to examine the decision. Certainly you should feel not feel terrible about a decision.
I feel I've hurt you.
You have not hurt me. I'm only interested in your motivation. I am not hurt because I am going to analyze it.
Well, it's very simple. I'd rather be with my wife and children than with you on Friday.
Oh. I see. Well, then, I guess there's not much more to say, is there? Do you want to finish telling me about the television repairman dream?
Why, well, I don't think we should go on today. I think you're too upset. Oh, doctor, please. Doctor, I didn't mean it that way. Doctor, listen to me. Doctor.
I knew it. I knew you wouldn't come in Friday.
Doctor, the hour is up.
I don't care.
Doctor Weiss, I have to go. But
go! Then why don't you go? Just go! Don't you tell me you're gonna go! Just go!
Merry Christmas.
I will do, my dear.
Mistletoe!
Go because you have something you want to say or do or give. And if you're terribly lucky, you'll learn how to accept. You'll meet some astonishing people, and some of them will be Americans. Please, write the Peace Corps, Washington, D.C. It's not a club. It's an idea.
Management and staff of WLTD Evanston wishes each of you a very happy holiday.
It's 28 minutes before 11 o'clock. Further drastic reductions are yours at Benson and Rickson's Old Orchard store because they must move soon. Larger new stores will open soon. Right now, you can save up to 68%. The entire stock at Benson and Rickson's Old Orchard store only must be sold. Yes, spectacular savings to 68% and more on men's clothing, sportswear, outerwear, furnishings, and accessories. Big name brands, too. For example, men's all-wool suits, newest styles, regularly $120, reduced to $38.38. Winter outerwear, corduroys, wools, and Dacron and cottons, regularly $40 to $60, reduced to $19.90 and $39.90. Benson and Rickson Old Orchard store only saves 68% and more. Open Sunday 10 to 6 every night through Thursday till 9. Closed today, Christmas Day.
With some more sounds to provide a Merry Christmas morning for your Merry Christmas listening today. Don't forget at 1 o'clock we'll be here with our Christmas Day edition of Those Were the Days, and we have an all-star cast coming up on a Christmas Command performance, a rebroadcast of a two-hour-long variety show presented by the Armed Forces Radio Service to our men and women all around the world on Christmas Day of 1944. Bob Hope is the master of ceremonies on that show, and Jack Benny's there, Fred Allen, Danny Kaye, W.C. Fields, Jimmy Durante, Spike Jones and the City Slickers are going to be there, too. We'll be talking more about that as we get along. But right now, hey, I wonder, have you found a, did you get a Christmas present this morning that you don't know what it is? There must be something you say, well, gee, that's very nice, but I give up. What is it?
The mailman brought me a package, a present from mother-in-law. I opened it up on the table, and when my family saw, they looked at me, and I looked at them, and they all said, it's exquisite. It's a wonderful Christmas present, but what in the dickens is it? It sure is nice, she shouldn't have done it, it certainly is exquisite. It's a wonderful Christmas present, but I give up, what is it? And asked where she got it. I told her I wanted two more. And when I stood facing the fellow who sold them in the store, he looked at me and I looked at him, and he says, folks say it's exquisite. I've sold many dozens like it, but what in the dickens is it? It sure is nice. She shouldn't have done it. It certainly is exquisite. It's a wonderful Christmas present, but I give up. What is it? Look, looked at the present. He mentioned this beautiful sheen. He said, see, this is a dandy, the finest one I've seen. He looked at me and I looked at him, and then he said, it's exquisite. I wish I had one just like it, but what in the dickens is it? My dog, he glared at the present, and he sat there scratching his fleas. He's got a real bad disposition from barking off wrong trees. He sniffed at it, then he looked at me, and his look was so explicit. I put him outside, still wondering, now what in the dickens is it? It sure is nice, she shouldn't have done it. It certainly is exquisite. It's a wonderful Christmas present, but I give up. What the heck is it?
We've all had gifts like that. I got a tie this year that I give up. What is it, you know? That was, of course, Yogi Jorgensen, played by Harry Stewart, with Johnny Duffy and the Scandahoovians. A little humor there for Christmas morning. Oh, boy. I have something good for you now. We talked about Spike Jones a moment ago and said that he was going to be on our Those Were the Days program this afternoon at 1 on the special Christmas broadcast. This afternoon, he's going to be here with the City Slickers, and they'll be doing their own inimitable version of Holiday for Strings. But right now, here's a little Christmas medley from Spike Jones and the City Slickers. And the Judd Conlon Singers are here, and the City Slicker Juniors, too. The Christmas Alphabet, the Merry Christmas Polka, and Christmas in America.
Now every heart will start to tingle when sleigh bells jingle on Santa's sleigh. Together we will break this Kringle and another Christmas day. Come on, come on, come on and dance, 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 dance the Merry Christmas polka with everybody joining in the fun.
It's Christmas Eve.
that that beautiful Christmas medley of tunes is from Spike Jonze and the City Slickers. Gee, I can't remember how long ago it was. It had to be at least 6 or 8 years ago. They put out a beautiful Christmas album called the Spike Jonze Christmas Spectacular. And it's just loaded with great Christmas sounds. A little earlier we played My Birthday Comes on Christmas with Spike and the City Slickers and George Rock. And we'll do another couple of things from that album, too, before noontime today on Christmas. Right now, let's turn our holiday morning spotlight on John Gary. And he sings about wintertime and Christmastime.
Time fill my heart with song. The melody is joyful if the children sing along. Snowmen growing up in front of houses everywhere. Christmas trees and silver tinsel with angel hair. We're all like little snowflakes, not two of us the same. We come and go like wintertime, yet we're all so glad we came. Wintertime brings Christmas time, and this we know is true. The wise men saw the light of God come brightly shining through. It's the time of year for singing of the love he gave to you.
We're all like little snowflakes, not two of us.
Wintertime brings Christmas time, and this we know is true. The wise men saw the light of God come brightly shining through. It's the time of year for singing of the
sound for Christmas morning. John Gary with Wintertime and Christmastime. Well, amidst all the festivities today, I think that perhaps you'll be gathering around the piano and getting the whole crew around and singing some Christmas carols and some holiday songs, and it might not be unlike this sound from Mitch Miller and the Gang.
Frosty,
Having fun in the snow. Frosty the Snowman, Mitch Miller and the gang. A good sing-along melody on Christmas Day. This is Chuck Shaden on WLTD in Evanston. It's Christmas morning and we're pleased to be able to share our morning with you on this nice Christmas Day, and we hope that you'll stick around till 12 o'clock as you gather up some of the wrinkled wrapping paper that's in the corner. Hey, if you look under the sofa, you might find another present over there. I think there might be another sofa just happened to get pushed underneath there a little bit. You might find something like that, huh? And if you tune to WLTD along about this time next Saturday morning, it'll be New Year's morning, and we're going to be here with 6 hours of good old radio for you. A little something to brighten your new year, to combat football by, and to reminisce a lot by. So maybe next Saturday morning from 10 o'clock on, and we'll be continuing till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The holidays are great for us, and it's great for us to share our memories and our things with you on the holidays. Today, Christmas. Next Saturday, New Year's morning. New Year's Day. We'll have 6 hours of Those Were the Days next Saturday. Fibber McGee and Molly, Mel Blanc, Milton Berle, Bing Crosby. We'll have the Lux Radio Theater, and our special guest will be Ginger Rogers, who will reminisce with us about her fantastic career on the stage and on the screen. So that's next Saturday morning. I don't know, you might find the back of a tag from one of your presents and mark it down and stick it on the first page of your new 1972 calendar. In the meantime, let's turn back to that Spike Jonze Christmas Spectacular album. And if you couldn't hardly believe that was Spike Jonze a while back on that Christmas alphabet medley, you won't even believe that this is Spike Jonze with a medley of Christmas carols.
Hark the herald angels sing,
glory to the newborn king,
peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled, joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of
nature's aim, and nature's aim, and air, and air.
That was Spike Jones and the City Slickers with a medley of favorite Christmas carols. Very appropriate, we think, on this Christmas morning. And now let's go out west. You know, there's not much snow out in the west where Christmas comes every year, just as it does in the Midwest. But I think that people out west have their own kind of Christmas traditions, like perhaps thinking about old Tex Kringle.
Yippee-yay, hip, hip, hooray, old Tex Kringle's on his way.
Yippee-yay, way up high, there's a buck aboard in the sky.
It's old Tex Kringle bringing cheer.
He enjoys bringing toys to good little girls and boys.
It won't be long before he's here.
So hurry, don't be slow.
In hurry.
To dreamland you must go.
In hurry.
He'll soon come down your chimney. To your stockings he'll tiptoe. With his sack on his back. In his big 10-gallon hat.
Yes, old Tex Kringle's on his way.
Cowboy suits, cowboy boots, for your hobby horse galoots, with spurs that jingle while you walk. Fancy shirts, leather skirts, and a water gun that squirts, and cowgirl dollies that can talk.
You better go to sleep, and down the stairs don't.
For goodness sake, don't stay awake. You're not supposed to peep. Soon he'll call and he'll drawl, Merry Christmas to you all. When old Tex Kringle's on his way.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yay, Tex Kringle's on his way.
Old Tex Kringle, that was old Tex Ritter. But you haven't heard that one for a long time, if at all. Ah, those were the days.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight.
Sandler and Young, Tony Sandler and Ralph Young. Jingle Bells, yet another version of a classic holiday tune, Jingle Bells. Here's Steve Lawrence and that old Christmas spirit.
This time of year, something special is in my heart. This time Christmas spirit. And when my neighbor sends a card and trims the tree out in the yard, I just can't fight that old Christmas spirit. And when I turn on the radio and hear those jingle bells, oh, jingle bells, I start to get a glow. And there's a reason, it's the season. And when it's nearing Christmas Day, and I know Santa is on his way, well, the feeling in my heart gets out of control. With that wonderful, wonderful old Christmas spirit. And there's a reason, it's the season. And when it's nearing Christmas Day, and I know Santa is on his way, well, the feeling in my heart gets out of control.
First half of our 2 hours worth of happy holiday sound today on Christmas morning 1971. This is Chuck Shaden inviting you to stay tuned, because we'll be here until noon on WLTD with more of the same. And then we'll be back again at 1 o'clock this afternoon with our Christmas Day edition of Those Were the Days. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Our WLTD listeners have come to know the name.